The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Oh, and new technology. Did I mention new technology? Cultural anthropologists have uncovered hilarious examples of our predisposition to distrust new tech. And in our patriarchal society, is it any wonder that our biggest fears are not for how technology might affect us manly men, but frail womankind? Early critics of the steam locomotive honestly thought the women's bodies were not designed to go 50 miles per hour. The worry was that female passengers' uteruses would fly out of their bodies under such acceleration. Other critics showed more impartiality, concluding that any human body would simply melt at higher speeds. Today, we scoff at these old-timey fear-mongers. We now know that, in fact, a woman's physiology makes her better able to withstand the forces and strains that confront fighter pilots, for example. But how far have we really come in confronting our paranoia about new technology? Remember when holding your cell phone to your ear was thought to irradiate your brain? It turns out the most dangerous thing about holding a cell phone is driving while you're doing it. Kids were told not to sit too close to the TV because it would hurt their eyes. Now everyone has their nose in their phones watching YouTube. While these fears may have been overstated and frivolous in their consequence, other technological advances important to the survival of our species are hampered by public fear and bad press. Like GMOs. Genetic modification has been going on for centuries. Look at our best friend, the dog. Dogs have been modified into everything from Great Danes to wiener dogs, yet they can still all mate with a wolf, which, at their essence, they all are. Genetically modified crops are pesticide resistant and contain the same nutrients as non-modified versions. Gene-edited drought-resistant corn has been approved for sale in South Africa, for example. In Tanzania, however, field testing was allowed, but ultimately, fear led to burning the entire crop while people starved. Certainly, new tech has to pass scrutinous testing and address every concern, but fear itself shouldn't be one of them. I'm Cal Coat. I hope you're digging our album cover of the week at worldbeatcanada.com. From this week's feature photo, it's Carnival from Mista Savona presents Havana Meets Kingston on World Beat Canada.
Memory, and if I wanna break away, I go to Santa. me a go, yes, that is the sweetest place. What ya, me and a bana girl about discussion. She's telling me she love percussions. And I say, what's her name? She say Saida. I say Saida, link me for the fire. Yeah, me supplier. And I'll be right there when you need me. If you can hear me, my lady.
Everything is nice.
a self-professed global music oddball. That is Zimog, or Gomez Delgado from Puerto Rico, who is raised on Bach, Kraftwerk, and Motley Crue, together with his band El Gallo Bueno. That was Sexy Carnitas, A Telenovela. And Francisco Robert and Randy Valentine before that for Mistress of Una, Havana Meets Kingston, a great new album that blends the music of Cuba and Jamaica seamlessly. That was Carnival. Delhi to Dublin, congratulations, have been signed to a major label. We always applaud when a local act makes good that way. They've been signed to Warner Records. The first bit of music out on that label is a single, the Robert Orton remix of Home. Here it is from World Beat Canada, Delhi to Dublin.
I am the son of an immigrant. No way I'm irrelevant. Who are you? I am the daughter of an outcast. They wanted me to finish last. Who are you? If you could look me.
Ring with a very poppy new sound. That is Delhi to Dublin. And congrats once again on being signed to Warner Records. October 27th, Ezra Quizera brings his Rwandan-Canadian message of positivity and pop to Guilt & Co. That's at 1 Alexander downstairs in Gastown, October 27th. Early Spirit Unrelated is the name of their debut album. The CD release concert is happening on November 9th, 2018, St. James Hall on West 10th Avenue in Vancouver. It's a Rogue Folk presentation. The Vino and Forte Concerto by Ivan Tutsikov and Oriana White of Tambour Rasa happens November 11th at the Gold Core stage at the BMO Theater Center. If Balkan and Eastern European is your thing, Caravan World Rhythms, Slivovice Productions, and Transformations Projects proudly present Table Songs Festival. That features song, music, and dance from Georgia with a band from Seattle called 145, Macedonia and Serbia with Slatna Mountain and Friends, England, Princeton Party Porch, and Hungary with Foras Banda. Table Songs Festival happens Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th at the Russian Hall, 600 Campbell Avenue. And it's not too early to think about spending a little bit of your Christmas time with New York Slackers and their great ska sound. Saturday, December 15th at the Capitol Ballroom in Victoria, proudly presented by the Victoria BC Ska and Reggae Society. We just heard from Zamog and El Gallo Bueno. We're going to get into the Zeds or Zs if you prefer. Later this hour, Zawosi and Brooke. And up next, Zaki Ibrahim and Do the Right Thing from The Secret Life of Planets. This is World Beat Canada. Glad to have you along. I'm Cal Cote.
Street.
keeping time with the beat of the world on World Beat Canada.
Time.
World Beat Canada is very proud to be among the very first broadcasters on the planet to bring you new music from Dub Colossus. And the album is called Dr. Strange Dub. That was Addis to Omega, blending Jamaican dub and Ethiopian rhythms under the guiding hand of one of World Beat's pioneers, Nick Page, or Dabula. Zaki Ibrahim before that from The Secret Lives of Planets and Do the Right Thing. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we're going to reflect on a great old tune perfect for this time of year from an album called Mirrors, appropriately enough, by the Monophonics. They're huge in Greece. Their guitar player was given a bouzouki as a gift, and he put it to good use on this track. It's California Dreamin', your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada. some flamenco from Seville remixed for Ibiza. It's Elena Andujar and Es Así, or What Is It? It's in the mix on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote.
Lo dolor sabemos es así. Umirere Daima. Mbago nene.
Don't Let the Bed Bugs Bite. That's the name of the title of that track from the late Dr. Hukwe Zawose of the Wagogo people of central Tanzania. We were talking about Tanzania earlier. Canadian producer Michael Brook was helping him out on that Real World release. Before that, SSC, what is it? It is Elena Andohar and flamenco with a definite dance floor beat. This is Jungle by Night. They are a Dutch Afrobeat outfit from Amsterdam and endorsed by Tony Allen himself. Check out Attila from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back. Kind of sounds like Stalking Prey, doesn't it? That is from The Hunt. Jungle by Night and Attila. More great music from the four corners and around the corner. On this episode of World Beat Canada, it's all ahead. I'm Cal Cote.
Να γυρίσει να πνίγει που το μεθύσει. Η βροχή να τούτο σταξί, το σιλί να τούτο λάξει. Το τροπάρι του να αλλάξει άλλο δώρο να του τάξει. Σταματά να στήσω να τα φυκόουλα πίσω. Το ρούφιανο να πατσίσω με σφιχτηθεί για να δίσω. Θέλει σταματά να στήσω να τα φυκόουλα πίσω. Να γυρίσει να φατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Δώσ' του γλώτσο να γυρίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. We'll be right back.
From Brighton Beach, giving us a taste of Brill Building style pop with Phil Spector, Wall of Sound. That is The Go Team, one of our favorites from the new album, which is called Semicircle, and the answer is no. Now, what was the question? Before that, Monsieur Damani from Cyprus and their new album, critically acclaimed The Thorn or Angathin, and Kick and Slap is the album opener. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Find your podcast broadcasts there, along with our new feature, the album cover of the week, which you should check out. Canada's The Tea Party is celebrating 25 years of their breakthrough debut called The Edge of Twilight. We'll visit the Badger on the way out. But our last word goes to George Bernard Shaw, who said, "Do not unto others as you would that they would do unto you. Their taste might not be the same."
Communications.